Close your eyes and step into New York City, 1894. The air burns your nostrils with ammonia. Your boots sink into a slurry of mud, urine, and dung as you navigate around a bloated horse carcass rotting on Fifth Avenue, one of 15,000 horses that will die on these streets this year alone. Each of the city's 100,000 horses produces 22 pounds of manure daily. Mountains of waste tower in vacant lots, sometimes sitting for months because even farmers won't take it anymore. This wasn't some dystopian nightmare. This was the inevitable result of progress. Cities had grown dependent on horses, one for every 10 people in Britain, one for every 4 in America. The great horse manure crisis seemed unsolvable until a new invention promised salvation: the automobile. Yet this solution would create problems we're still wrestling with today. As we stand at another transportation crossroads, with electric vehicles, ride-sharing, and autonomous cars emerging, understanding how we arrived here might be our best compass for navigating what comes next. The wheel emerged simultaneously across Mesopotamia, Northern Europe, and the Pontic Steppe around 3500 BCE. In Mesopotamia, four-wheeled wagons became military and ceremonial vehicles. The royal standard of Ur depicts them as battle platforms, combining locomotion with social elevation, history's first wheeled status symbol. Around 2000 BCE, two-wheeled chariots with spoked wheels revolutionized warfare. Reaching 25 miles per hour, these lightweight vehicles helped the Hittites conquer Anatolia by 1700 BCE. The Battle of Kadesh in 1274 BCE featured 5,000 chariots, history's largest chariot battle. Yet at Gagamala in 331 BCE, Alexander the Great's forces easily defeated Darius III's scythed chariots, proving cavalry more agile and ending the chariot's military dominance. Wheels then became associated with low status. Marcus Aurelius's statue from 176 CE shows him astride a horse, the only dignified posture for Roman leaders. Wheeled vehicles became transport for elite women and criminals. The 12th century poem, The Knight of the Cart, captured this shift. Legendary Lancelot suffers humiliation riding in a cart. By 1500, wheeled vehicles were mainly agricultural carts or had vanished entirely from regions like North Africa and the Middle East. The 16th century Hungarian coach evolved from military wagon forts into royal status symbols. Blaise Pascal introduced shared urban carriages in 1660s Paris, but class restrictions killed the service by 1675. The concept revived in the 1820s with Stanislas Baudry's omnibuses, Latin for all. His 1828 Paris operation democratized transport for the middle class. After 5,000 years since the wheel's invention, ordinary people finally accessed wheeled transport. The 19th century transformed land transport more than the previous five millennia combined. Richard Trevithick's Puffing Devil carried passengers up Camborne Hill on December 24, 1801, the first journey under mechanical power. The 1830 Liverpool and Manchester Railway sparked railway investment across Britain, redefining geography through unprecedented speeds. Paradoxically, railways increased horse dependency. Vehicles were needed for station transport. London's horse-drawn cabs increased tenfold between 1830 and 1900, making this the greatest age of the horse. Carl von Dross explored human-powered alternatives with his 1817 Laufmaschine. Adding pedals in the 1860s created the modern bicycle. By the 1890s, horse manure had become unmanageable. New York's 14 dumps stored waste for months. The automobile arrived just in time, though it brought entirely new problems. The automobile's transformation began with Bertha Benz's audacious 1888 road trip. Without telling her husband, Carl, she drove his three-wheeled motor wagon 65 miles with her teenage sons, using her hatpin to unblock fuel lines and her garters to plug leaky valves. This journey proved the invention's viability. The 1894 Le Petit Journal race crystallized the automobile's future, awarding first prize not to the fastest steam vehicle, but to petrol-powered cars judged on safety, ease of use, and economy. By 1900, cars sparked intense social friction. Farmers threw stones, scattered nails, and plowed up roads to obstruct motorists. But familiarity and affordability won acceptance. The Ford Model T catalyzed this shift. Introduced in 1908 at $850, Ford's moving assembly line slashed production time from 12 hours to 93 minutes. By 1921, the Model T comprised 57% of global production. American car ownership increased thousandfold between 1900 and 1920, fundamentally reshaping how people lived, worked, and understood distance itself. Henry H. Bliss became America's first automobile fatality in 1899. By 1920, cars killed 11,000 annually, mostly pedestrians and children. Public outrage branded drivers as killers. The car industry created front organizations to defeat safety measures and weaponized jaywalker, originally slang for country bumpkins, to shame pedestrians crossing mid-block, shifting blame from drivers to pedestrians. By 1930, streets belonged to cars. Recent experiments prove alternatives exist. Oslo and Helsinki achieved zero pedestrian deaths in 2019 through Vision Zero, lower speed limits, cycle lanes, car-free school zones, and robust public transport. Dutch engineer Hans Mondermann pioneered shared spaces, removing signals to force equal negotiation between cars, bicycles, and pedestrians. Vision Zero treats accidents as design failures, not user error. Car dominance was a political choice, not inevitability. Streets can return to their original purpose as shared public spaces where humans come first. The 1939 New York World's Fair showcased Futurama, Norman Bell Geddes' massive diorama depicting America's 1960 suburban future with highways and model cars. 5 million visitors saw this General Motors vision, realized by the 1956 Highway Act. Urban freeways became segregation tools, deliberately routed through black neighborhoods deemed slums. Today's concerns are practical. Suburban design discourages walking, many lack sidewalks, and 62% of trips under a mile use cars. Research links compact, connected streets to lower obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Suburban households generate carbon footprints twice the average due to larger homes and car dependency. Some suburbs are being retrofitted with walkable town centers, mixing shops, offices, and homes. Future suburbs might have paved areas through shared vehicles and better transit, creating space for agriculture or solar panels, a high-tech return to Garden City principles, recognizing humans evolved to walk, not sit in traffic. We may have reached peak car. Global automotive production likely peaked in 2017, while American miles driven per vehicle and per person peaked in 2004. Driver licensing among 16-year-olds has plummeted from 46% to 25%. The smartphone emerges as the car's successor, creating an internet of motion through apps that seamlessly integrate trains, buses, bikes, taxis, e-scooters, and car rentals. Electric and autonomous vehicles are reviving, with Tesla transforming perceptions by emphasizing performance. Self-driving cars promise zero crashes, emissions, and congestion, potentially eliminating the 90% of road fatalities caused by human error. Yet history teaches caution. Avoid transport monocultures, expect the unexpected, and protect data privacy as transport systems generate vast mobility data. We now have the chance to build a future designed around human needs and environmental sustainability, where our streets belong to people again, not machines.